So the question posed is, you know, what transformations do you as a practitioner witness when sharing this work with clients and with groups? What I witness is deep transformation in people. Transformation that changes a person's sense of self, that changes their ability to relate to others in their world. What changes is a person's relationship with themselves, with their environments, and with others. This work changes people's lives. People come into the studio quite contracted, their posture often collapsed, or they come in really anxious, with shallow breath, not really knowing what they could possibly change in order to feel better. And through the process, what happens is a deep relaxing and opening of the self, of the body and the voice and the psyche. A deeper and more textured awareness of the self, of the emotions of being a human. People come into connection with themselves, and that allows them to step into who it is they really want to be. It helps people to find clarity on their sense of self, to become independent and to be able to make the decisions about themselves and their expression of self, and not to rely so much on what the outside world tells them they should or shouldn't be. People leave a VMT process session feeling uplifted, feeling confident, feeling connected, feeling as if someone has heard them in their full expression of self and heard them in a non-judgmental way. People feel held, feel nurtured, feel supported, and feel as if they can move forward with their lives in the way that they have chosen to. A person's whole experience of themselves can change. I once worked with a young man who had a very high-pitched, thin voice, so much so that people would think that it was a girl, a young girl, on the other side of the telephone when he made a phone call. People wouldn't take him seriously, and this obviously had a huge impact on his sense of self and identity, his emotional well-being, and so on, and his ability to express himself. After just 13 sessions of the work, his voice completely transformed and dropped in pitch. Now, the ramifications of that cannot be underestimated. This young man can now move through the world with a sense of his own masculinity being expressed. People respond to him differently. His entire world has been transformed by the transformation that has taken place in his voice. Voice is a large part of our identity. And when we work with the voice and we expand and we nurture the voice, we expand and nurture ourselves and our sense of being in this world.